Here is your daily briefing for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Today's headline is a monitoring window. Two pending intra-window events resolved today. Eli Lilly Q1 earnings call landed pre-market this morning. The specially used District 47-second virtual information session is at noon. The action plan layer narrowed to one new plan, Indiana American Water version 1, and one revision, Alacrity Solutions version 4 to version 5. A quick orientation. Last briefing was yesterday. This briefing covers a tight 24-hour window. We processed 49 prospects, of which all 49 got incremental updates. We surveyed 74 partner directories with one material update on DJI. The action plan layer produced one new plan and one revision. No code commits. Pull request 13 on the feed namespace fix is still open. Starting with prospect intelligence. Here are the top 5 prospect findings. First, Eli Lilly Q1 2026 earnings call landed pre-market today. According to Lilly Investor Relations and the Market Beat Tracker, consensus going in was approximately $5.88 earnings per share, $15.2 billion revenue, and 36.8% year-over-year growth. Three load-bearing data points have not yet hit syndicated indexing. LP3 Boone County site selection language. Named engineering procurement and construction vendor relationships beyond the existing floor at LP1 and Jacobs and Messer at LP2. Full year 2026 capital expenditure guide. Pulled directly from the Lilly press release post window. Second, the specially used District 47-second virtual information session is today at noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight. According to WISH Television and the AOL syndication, the city has formally confirmed special use District 47 applies prospectively only. SABI's already approved variances are insulated by city policy from retroactive enforcement. Modestly favorable for litigation posture. Third, the SABI Marion Superior Court 5 response deadline is now 4 to 5 days out, May 4th or 5th. Per the April 17th verified petition for judicial review, the court response deadline tightens by one day. Outside counsel of record should appear on the docket between today and May 4th. $100,000 to $140,000 rush litigation defense baseline pricing reaffirmed. Fourth, NIPSCO clerical lockout, day 29. The IURC May 6th JNCO decision is now 6 days out. Per CBS Chicago and ABC 57, 3+ weeks of bargaining silence on the clerical unit. The pre-data center transmission corridor inventory pitch at $22,000 to $45,000 is genuinely time critical inside the next 1 to 7 days before May 6th. Fifth, April 30th IURC annual electric report filing deadline. Per the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, every Indiana investor-owned utility and electric cooperative files its annual electric report today. The filings disclose reliability metrics, including System Average Interruption Duration Index, System Average Interruption Frequency Index, Customer Average Interruption Duration Index, Momentary Average Interruption Frequency Index, plus contractor utilization and mutual aid usage. This is a systematic data refresh event for the entire Indiana utility roster. Pull filings as they post over the next 1 to 2 weeks to recalibrate per utility engagement pricing math. Now to prospect go-to-market actions. Action 1. Pull Lilly Q1 earnings press release directly from Lilly Investor Relations today. Listen for LP3 site selection, named engineering procurement and construction relationships, and 2026 capital expenditure guide. Quote within 48 hours through Fluor or Jacobs or Messer. Action 2. Listen live to the special use district 47-second session at noon today, or pull the recording when posted. Capture any project-specific SABI opposition testimony. Action 3. Submit Alacrity Outreach this week with the version 5 framing. Structured inspection data feed for Alacrity Intelligence. Not a competing artificial intelligence platform. StormWave is an active 5 to 12-day claim settlement now. Timing is genuinely favorable. Action 4. Submit Indiana American Water Dual Track Introduction by May 7th. Reynolds Construction Project Executive plus Indiana American Water Capital Projects Director. Pre-construction baseline at $15,000 to $30,000 is the entry to a year 1 $350,000 to $500,000 house enrolled Act 1459 multi-asset program. Action 5. Submit NIPSCO pre-data center transmission corridor inventory pitch this week. $22,000 to $45,000. Pre-May 6th. Framed as independent of regulatory framework, baseline. Action 6. Pull the SABI Marion Superior